Day turns his head away and closes his eyes. He's concentrating on breathing. "Well, don't kill them," he murmurs. "They didn't do anything. And Eden, he's not a lab rat, you know." He's silent for a minute. "I never got your name. Guess it's no big deal now, is it?" "You already know mine." I stare at him. "My name is June in Paris." "June," he murmurs. I feel a strange warmth at the sound of my name on his lips. He turns and faces me. "June, I'm sorry about your brother. I didn't know what happened to him." I'm trained not to take the word of the prisoner. I know that they lie, and they'll say anything to make you vulnerable. But this sounds different. Somehow, he sounds so genuine, so serious. What if he is telling the truth? What if something else happened to me just that night? I take a deep breath and force myself to look down. Logic above everything else, I tell myself. Logic will save you. Nothing else will. "Hey," I say, remembering something else now. "Open your eyes and look at me." He does as I say. I lean over and study him. Yes, it's still there, that strange little blemish on one of his eyes, a ripple in an otherwise ocean blue iris. "How did you get that thing in your eye?" I gesture at my own, that imperfection. That must have sounded funny, because Day laughs once before bursting into a coughing fit. That imperfection was a gift that you, from the Republic. "What do you mean?" He hesitates. I can tell he's having trouble forming his thoughts. "I've been in the lab of Central Hospital before, you know, the night I took my trial." He lifts his head and points to his eye, but the chain clings together and drag his arm back down. "They injected something." I frown. "The night of your 10th birthday? What were you doing at the lab? You were supposed to be on your way to library camps." Day smiles at this as if he's about to fall asleep. "I thought you were the smart one." Apparently the sun hasn't baked all the attitude out of him. "And what about your old knee injury? Your Republic gave me that too, the same night I got my eye imperfection." "Why would the Republic give you those runes, Day? Why would they want to damage someone who got a perfect 1500 on their trial score?" This catches Day's attention. "What are you talking about? I failed my trial." He doesn't know either. Of course he wouldn't. I lower my voice into a whisper. "No, you didn't. You got a perfect score." "Is this some kind of trick?" Day moves his injured leg a little and tenses up in pain. "A perfect score. Ha. I don't know anyone who's got a perfect 1500. I cross my arms. "I did." He graces his eyebrows at me. "You did? You're the prodigy with the perfect score?" "Yes, I nod. And apparently so were you." Day rolls his eyes and looks away again. "That's ridiculous." I shrug. "Believe what you want. It doesn't make sense. I should be in your position. Isn't that the point of your precious trial?" Day looks at me like he wants to stop, hesitates, then continues. "They injected something into one of my eyes that stung like a wasp. They also cut open my knee with a scalpel. They force-fed me some kind of medicine, and the next thing I knew, I was lying in a hospital basement with a bunch of other corpses. I wasn't dead," he laughs, sounding weak. "Great birthday."